النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, the 10th divinely appointed successor and trustee to the final messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the esteemed son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam, and he was the grandson of His Eminence, the 8th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the financial epicenter of the Shias. Many countless Muslims paid their allegiance to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and so he received many legal dues and monies from across the Muslim world, and then he distributed these in a just, fair, and Islamic manner. But on the other hand, the Abbasid caliphs of his era exploited the economy of the Muslim Ummah to satisfy their carnal pleasures. They spent the wealth of Muslims wastefully upon singers and dalliers. The red knights of the Abbasid caliphs in Baghdad and Samarra were full of all things that Allah prohibited, and these Abbasid caliphs absolutely turned their backs to the Islamic principles and indulged in haram pleasures and lusts. And it was against all this that, as a beacon of light, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam stood up against the darkness promoted by the Abbasid caliphs.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he lived in an era where jurisprudential questions were becoming more and more apparent in the society. Of course, as time and age moved on, so many generations had passed after the living presence of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and his holy household. The questions were now changing based upon how life was changing. So as life progressed, as technology progressed, as culture progressed, as different and new kind of peoples with different backgrounds came into the folds of Islam, so too the jurisprudential fear became wider and wider in scope. And so we find that some of the time that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam spent in his aspect of an imam and a guide and a savior, and really the expounder of Islam, we find he spent time with the jurisprudential issues of the era. Now, this mastery of the jurisprudential field proved to one and to all that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he was the master in the science of jurisprudence. And in one of these questions or one of these doubts that was prevalent in that time amongst the scholars of the jurisprudential field, of course, was this idea of whether an individual who is unconscious, do they have to make up their prayers or their fasting, or etc. And so according to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, an individual who is unconscious, they neither have to do the adha of the prayers or the fasting, nor the qadha of the prayers or the fasting, meaning they are not duty-bound to fulfill those prayers or those fastings during the time in which they were unconscious. So there's two conversations. One is with Ali bin Mahziar, where Ali bin Mahziar asks Imam al-Hadi about the state of an unconscious person, and the other conversation is with Ayyub bin Nuh. Both of them had asked about whether or not when an individual is unconscious, do they have to fulfill their prayers or fasting? And so in one conversation, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam replied that a unconscious person has neither to offer qadha prayer nor perform qadha fasting, and Allah is worthier of pardoning them. And in the conversation with Ayyub bin Nuh, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says that an individual who was unconscious has to offer neither prayers nor fasting. And so very interestingly, in this issue of whether a unconscious person has to make these kind of things up, we find these answers in these conversations by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, clearing up the matter for the believers. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.